stuck here on this earth. Info-mephers.
Well, as you all can hear, my friends just did a little bit of the introduction for us today. Hi, everybody.
Hi, Amy.
How are you?
Good.
We're all good?
Hi, Amy.
Hi, Alice. So, everybody, welcome to our Friday afternoon show from 1 to 2 p.m. We are outside the lines. I am your host, Amy. I brought all my friends today, as usual. And we're going to go down the line and we're going to introduce ourselves, okay? Who's this gentleman? Who are you? Can you talk in the microphone, sir?
John.
No, you talk in the microphone.
Hi.
Tell everyone who you are.
My name is Patrick Vellante.
Patrick.
And I like to listen to New York for Frank Sinatra.
Patrick loves Frank Sinatra, everybody. Patrick, can you tell me one favorite thing? One favorite thing. Today's theme we all discussed was going to be about spooky things, right?
So Halloween.
Halloween, that's something spooky for you.
Right.
Oh, I like that, Patrick.
We have to say what the names are.
Yeah, we're going to say the names, Michaela. We're going to go right down the row right now. John, can you pass your microphone to that gentleman? Hi, who are you, sir?
John.
Hi, John. How are you doing?
I'm from the Fine family.
You are.
And I can feel that hug over the phone.
From your?
Sister Marie.
Aw, we love when you hug your sister over the phone. Hi, Marie. Everyone say hello to Marie.
Hi, Marie.
Hi, Marie.
Hi, Marie.
Oh, I love that. And ooh,
she lives in Quincy.
Oh, she does? So, hi, Marie in Quincy.
Quincy.
Hello.
Hello.
Thank you, John. Who's the young lady next to you? Hi, miss. Who are you?
Alice.
Hi, Alice. How you doing?
Good.
You're good? I love that. Alice, do you love coming to the radio show in front of
you? Yeah.
You do? Do you like playing your favorite songs?
Yeah.
I'm so happy about that.
Did you ask John and Alice about spooky things?
Oh, no. I'm going to do that right now. Hold on one second. John, thank you for reminding me, Michaela. Thank goodness. I forget lots of things sometimes. Alice, if I told you to give me something that reminds you of the word spooky, what do you think of?
The ghost.
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 Ooh, those are spooky. Can we go back to John? Because I didn't ask John, and we want to make sure we do that.
Yeah.
John, when you hear the word spooky, what do you think of?
When a car crashes.
Ooh, that is kind of spooky, huh? Yeah, that's kind of scary, isn't it?
Yeah. The brakes, then you hear the crash.
Yeah, that is kind of spooky. But I'm thinking spooky. If we can turn that around and make it a little more positive, I'm thinking spooky fun. Maybe I should have been a little more clear, right?
So, okay.
So if we can think of something spooky fun, what do you think of?
Haunted house.
Ooh, that's a good one, John. Has anyone here been to a haunted house? Anyone?
I have.
Ooh, that's awesome, John. And thank you very much. We're going to go right over to this gentleman. Can you take that microphone, sir?
Yes.
Who are you?
I'm CJ.
Hello, CJ. How are you?
I'm doing good.
Good. Thanks for coming today, friend.
Welcome.
And CJ, if I was going to ask you the same question, when you think of the word spooky, fun spooky, what do you think of when I say that word? Like, what reminds you of fun spooky?
Dracula.
Dracula. Ooh, that's a good one. And who's that guy, Dracula? He's the guy that has those funny teeth and...
teeth.
And he has a funny hairdo. Doesn't he have a funny hairdo?
Yeah.
Goes like down in the middle of his forehead, doesn't it?
Yeah.
And what does he wear?
A costume.
He wears a costume, you're right. What does he wear? What's that thing that he ties around his neck and it goes over his shoulders? Anyone know what that's called?
Superman.
Oh, very close.
Superman.
Superman has one too. You guys are getting close. A cape.
A cape.
That's right. He wears a cape.
Batman.
Batman wears a cape too.
Batman.
You're right. I think Batman does wear a cape, right?
Yeah.
Yeah, he does. CJ, thanks so much.
You're welcome.
And the young lady right here. Hi.
Michaela. And I wanted to say that spiders can be scary. It could hurt you.
Spiders can be spooky, can't they?
Yeah.
But you know what? I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to turn that around and make it positive. You know what you're going to learn today? Although you may think spiders are scary, do you know that spiders, I was told this, so you guys, listeners out there can tell me too, but I was told that spiders actually eat other bugs that might come into your house. True? Has anyone else heard that?
Yeah.
True? Spiders keep the other bugs away, believe it or not.
The big big spiders.
Yeah, they keep lots of little bugs away. So any of those
big
little ants and little bugs that
big
may
spiders.
Get into our house, like in the summertime
the
and stuff.
Spiders.
Sometimes bugs come in the summertime.
You mean the big spiders.
Yeah, the big spiders do get rid of the bugs. Very good,
the black
Alice.
Ones.
Michaela, that was very insightful. Yeah. Thank you so much.
The black ones.
The black ones, you're right. Yeah. So, Michaela, can you help us introduce the guy next to you? Who's that?
The guy's name is Nick.
Hi, Nick. How are you? You waving to us. Everybody's waving. Nick is waving. Hi. Everybody wave. Hi. Nick, give us a good OTL clap. Everybody clap for Nick. Yay. Everybody clap.
Does he have to say anything or no?
So we're going to ask Nick. We're gonna ask Nick, right? So, Nick, we've been asking all of our friends here, when we think of the word spooky fun, what do you think of? So, folks, Nick doesn't talk. He does a lot of prompting, and we do a lot of questions that we ask him, and I usually put one hand up or the other hand up to try to help Nick answer our questions. So, Nick, when you hear the word spooky fun, what do you think of? Some of our friends have said ghosts,
yeah,
spiders, haunted house, Dracula. Do you want to try to help me out here? What do you think about witches? Witches? Is that spooky?
Yeah.
Want to give me a high five? Yeah, Nick likes witches. He gave me a high five, everybody. Yeah. That was really good, Nick. Thank you so much. And we have some people that are behind us today. We have one of our interns. Her name is?
Oh, we have Kim and Sylvia.
Okay, Michaela wants me to introduce the friends from the studio. Then we're going to do interns and staff. Is that right,
okay,
Michaela?
Okay.
All right, that's what we're going to do. So more friends from the studio. Here we have Kim. Hi, Kim. Hi, everybody say hello.
Hi, Kim.
Hi, Kim.
Hello, Kim.
Hi, Kim.
And that's Sylvia.
Well, hold on one sec. Kim, when I hear when I tell you about the word spooky, what do you think of?
Yeah.
Spooky. What makes you think of the word spooky? You tell me and I'll try to tell the listeners. You tell me. Emily?
Yeah.
Emily spooky. Emily. Yeah. Emily the old host?
Yeah.
The old host? Yeah, Emily the one. Yeah, she's Emily.
Oh,
so Emily, if you're listening, Kim says that you're spooky. You and your new dog, I'm guessing. Right, Kim?
Yeah.
Yeah. Kim made a joke.
And that's
Lisa, can you help
Lisa
over there? Sylvia, I can hear you. How are you?
I wanna sing I Walked Alone.
Sylvia's here.
Sylvia is here.
Sylvia,
you're here, right?
Hi, Sylvia.
Sylvia wants to hear I Walked the Line, everybody. Sylvia, if I could ask you the word spooky, what do you think of?
Good.
She thinks spooky is good, and she's right. Being sometimes.
I want to sing I Walked the Line.
We will absolutely make sure we will put I Walked the Line on for you.
And that's someone over there.
Yes, Alice, thank you for helping. Or behind me, now that we've done of all of our friends here.
Nanny.
Who do we have sitting behind me? We have one staff member sitting next to Sylvia. And who's that?
Lisa.
Hi, Lisa.
Hi.
And that's...
Lisa, what do you think of when I give you that word spooky? What comes to your mind?
Stephen King.
Stephen King. Ooh, that's a good one, Lisa. Stephen King. Everybody
and
knows?
And that's someone over there.
Leah.
That is Leah.
Leah.
Leah's our intern. Leah helped me out in the office today.
Hi, Leah.
She's great. Hi, Leah. Leah, you want to come up or no? Okay. Yeah, Leah likes to come to the microphone. Leah.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
We're good.
How are you doing, Leah?
Hi, Alice.
If we asked you one question, spooky, like what do you think of?
I think of skeletons and ghosts.
I'm noticing a pattern today, aren't you?
Yeah.
Halloween-y. That was good. You guys gave some awesome answers, so thank you so much.
And your name is Amy.
I almost forgot. I have to tell you guys who I am. Who am I?
Amy.
I'm not Michaela?
Amy.
I'm not Nick?
Amy.
Your name's Amy.
I'm not TJ?
You're Amy.
Who am I?
Amy.
Oh,
thank you for reminding me, guys.
What do you think about spooky?
Oh, Michaela, you're going to do this part with me. Sure. So go ahead and ask me, Michaela.
What things do you like that you know that are spooky?
When I think of the word spooky, you know what I think of?
What?
A graveyard.
Graveyard.
With smoke. Ooh, and fog. Yes. All right, folks.
The graveyard.
Rawr. Can we do our best monster scary? Ready? 1, 2, 3. Everyone go, give me your best boo.
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 That was good, Nick. Boo. Go ahead, Nick. Nick's clapping, so everybody get to clap now because that's his boo. Good job, you guys. Everybody, that was fun. Give yourselves a round of applause. Good job, everybody. And that's Lisa. And we all would like to thank Jaren, who's back at the studio, who actually gave us the idea of doing spooky today. So everybody say, thank you, Jaren.
Thank you, Jaren.
All right, everybody, let's get this show on the road. We are outside the lines. Hello to all our friends back at the studio. There's too many to name today. We, as you know, come to you from 1 to 2 p.m. every Friday. We like to play the songs that we love. We all agree to keep our microphones on because we want you to know who we are. And we want you to hear us sing it.
I think there's Dennis in the studio.
He is in the studio, friend. We want you guys to hear us singing and dancing and having a good time. So, here we are today. Today we're going to start off, considering we're having a spooky theme today to start off, I thought it was best that we start off with a little spooky song today.
Yeah.
And a spooky song that we are going to start off with is, does anybody know what it is? Anybody?
The Addams Family.
You know what? That is a good one. Actually, I was going to start it off with a little Michael Jackson. What's the spooky song Michael Jackson wrote?
Thriller.
Very good, Alice. So can we all listen to a little Michael Jackson? Thriller.
I thought we were playing the songs that we requested.
We are playing the songs we requested. We're just going to start with this one first. Hold on one second, friend. A little technical difficulties, folks. Here we go.
YouTube Kids, you manage your family's experience. Just choose from three content levels based on your kid's age. Pick the right experience.
My request, by the way, folks, this is my choice. Woo-hoo! Boo. Boo. Boo.
You try to scream, but Jared takes the sound before you make it. And you start to freeze as someone looks you right between the eyes.
Yeah.
call in search of blood to terrorize your neighborhood. And whosoever shall be found without the soul for getting down must stand and face the hounds of hell and rot inside a corpse's shell.
I'm gonna bring it to the
from every tomb are closing in to seal your doom. And though you fight to stay alive, your body starts to shiver, for no immortal can resist the evil of the thriller.
Well, who
that
else?
That was a good one.
Who else thought that was a little spooky, huh?
That
kids,
was a good one. That was your family's experience.
Was that kind of spooky, just you guys?
Yeah.
It really was spooky. That was a good one.
Thriller.
That was thriller, and that was my choice. So I usually don't start off first, but because I chose a spooky song, I thought it would go great with our theme. Next up is Miss Michaela. Hi. Do you want to go ahead and introduce your song, friend?
My song is Single Ladies by Beyonce.
Ooh, I love that one. It's a great one. Who feels like dancing? I do. Raise your hand.
Yeah.
Oh, now I see a couple more hands. Michaela wants to dance. All right, friends, let's get this Friday going. A little Single Ladies by Beyonce.
Oh,
Yes, it is.
I've got to tell you something important. It's not going to be easy. Quicksilver earns you unlimited 1.5% cash back on...
Hi, everybody. Sorry about that. So, I love our listeners. So, we actually just had the phone ring, and the phone is not positioned in a place where I can get up comfortably from the DJ booth and answer it. So, I think it's our buddy Kevin from Malden on the phone requesting a song. Hey, Kevin.
Hi, Kevin.
Kevin is going to suggest a song. He's talking to Lisa on the phone right now. So I just wanted to say thank you, Kevin, for calling in. Thank you, everybody.
Kevin
is Kevin is requesting a song right now. So thank you, Kev, for calling in. And thanks for Kayla for picking Single Ladies. We're going to go ahead and go with John. How are you, John?
I'm from the fine family.
Hey, John, did you want to introduce your song?
Oh, yeah, sure, absolutely.
And what's your song, John?
Saturday.
Oh, our favorite in the...
Pie.
Bye. And CJ, thank you very much for helping us answer the phone, friend. That was great. CJ just did a great job answering the phone. So how about a little Saturday in the park?
Saturday in the park, I think.
Buddy, little Chicago Saturday in the Park. We love that one, don't we?
It's a good
dancing one. I really think so. CJ,
yes?
You are next, my friend.
Yes.
So, CJ, who did you choose?
Kenny Rogers, the gambler.
Kenny Rogers, one of our favorites too. The gambler. Everybody knows when to hold him and fold him for all of our gambling loving friends. We have some gambling loving friends back at the studio, don't we?
Yes.
Who likes scratch tickets at the studio? Denise, right? Denise. Hey, Denise. Everyone say hi, Denise.
Hi, Denise.
Oh, I love this. All right, folks. So all of us who know when to hold them and fold them, he has a little Kenny Rogers, the gambler.
On a warm summer's evening, on a train bound for nowhere, met up with a gambler. We were both too tired to sleep, so we took turns staring out the window at the darkness. The boredom overtook us, and he began to speak. He said, "Son, I've made my life out of reading people's faces and knowing what the cards were by the way they held their eyes. So if you don't mind me saying, I can see you're out of aces for a taste of your whiskey. I'll give you some advice." So I handed him my bottle, and he drank down my last swallow. Then he bummed a cigarette and asked me for a light. And the night got deathly quiet, and his face lost all expression. Said, "If you're gonna play the game, boy, you gotta learn to play it right. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for count when the dealing's done." Now every gambler knows the secret to surviving is knowing what to throw away, knowing what to keep. 'Cause every hand's a winner and every hand's a loser, and the best you can hope for is to die in your sleep. So when he'd finished speaking, he turned back toward the window, crushed out his cigarette, and faded off to sleep. Then somewhere in the darkness, the gambler, he broke even. But in his final words, I found an ace that I could keep. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for count when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for counting when the dealing's done. You got to know when to hold up, know when to fold up, know when to walk away, know when to run. You never count your money when you're sitting at the table. There'll be time enough for count when the deal's done.
All right, everybody. Thank you so much for that one, CJ. That was great. Awesome. Thank you so, so much. All right. I got a little song by Sylvia. Well, guess what, Sylvia? You are definitely going to get your wish, everybody. So here is I Walk the Line by
Johnny Cash.
Very good. Here he is.
I I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I find it very, very easy to be true. I find myself alone when each day's through. Yes, I'll admit that I'm a fool for you. Because you're mine, I walk the line. As sure as night is dark and day is light, I keep you on my mind both day and night. And happiness I've known proves that it's right. Because you're mine, I walk the line. You've got a way to keep me on your side. You give me cause for love that I can't hide. For you I know I'd even try to turn the tide. Because you're mine, I walk the line. I keep a close watch on this heart of mine. I keep my eyes wide open all the time. I keep the ends out for the tie that binds. Because you're mine, I walk the line.
The Line by Johnny Cash. Thank you, everybody, for helping out with that introduction. So, next up on our list, we have our friend Kim. Kim. Hi, Kim. How are ya? As we all know, Kim loves dogs, everybody. Kim's favorite song is... What's the name of the song?
Dog.
Who let...
The dogs out.
All right. So Kim's favorite. Who let the dogs out by the Baha Men?
Boston Police.
Yeah. Who let the dogs out?
Doggy,
oh yeah,
oh,
doggy,
oh,
yes.
Our doggy is nothing if he don't have a is on. I gotta get my groove on, my mind I'm gone. Do you see the rays coming from my eye? Walking through the prison, Digimon is breaking them down. Me and my white talk, short, dealing, gassy color. Any caliber, you, I think I knew, that's why they call me Pitbull. Cause I'm the man of the land, with it to me, that's it.
Everybody, we've had so much fun so far today. Woof, that one got me dancing. Well, we're going to have take a little break from a song for just a moment. We're going to have our awesome friend Michaela do our special WMFO public service announcement. So, Michaela, can you take it away for us?
Yes. No kill. Emergency preparedness. PSA. Unexpected situations such as a power outage, water disruption, or other emergency can happen at any time. So be prepared by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and a supply of food stored in your home. It's also an excellent idea to keep a few flashlights and other non-flammable light sources handy. Candles and other open flames can be very dangerous, and the worst possible time to cause a fire is when there's some other emergency going on. A public service message from ready.gov and WMFO in Medford, Tufts Community Radio.
Kayla, that was wonderful. You're absolutely...
That did happen one time around my area.
Oh, it did?
Ooh. And we had to go to another house.
Mm-hmm.
And then RHD put us up in a hotel in Dedham.
Oh, wonderful. I wish RHD would put me up in a hotel in Dedham. I need to swim in a swimming pool soon. Maybe they can do that when we get back from the studio, huh? No? What do you think? All right, Sean. Thank you for sharing that. Michaela, thanks for the announcements. And we're going to have time for Patrick's song. Patrick, do you want to introduce your song?
Yeah.
You want to talk in the microphone? Go ahead. Talk in the microphone.
New York by Frank Sinatra.
We love Frank Sinatra. Yay. Little New York, New York from WMFO in Medford.
Start spreading the news, I'm leaving today. I want to be a part of it. New York, New York. These vagabond shoes are longing to stray right through the very heart of it. New York, New York. I want to wake up in a city that doesn't sleep and find I'm king of the hill. up to you. New York, New York, New York.
And that is all we have today from WMFO's Outside the Lines from 1 to 2 p.m., y'all. We will see you next week. Thank you so much for listening. We'll see you next week, everybody.
If you're
hey, Google, turn on the front lights.
Sometimes you need a helping hand to do it right. So even when your hands are full.
Hey, Google.
You're leaving to come over to see me over the weekend. And I have no sisters this weekend. And you are my family, and I'll pray for you and your new girlfriend and your new job.
Oh, John, that was so nice. Thank you so much, everybody from WMFO. Have a wonderful weekend.
Yeah! I need help.